This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning to you all. It's already Friday, last Friday in the blessed month of Sha'ban. In just a couple of days, Ramadan is just around the corner by the grace of Allah. My beloved Mufti Mink and Sheikh Wael Ibrahim, we've all arrived in DB and then to Kampala, alhamdulillah. Today we have a big event here in Kampala. At which university, Sheikh? First of all, good morning.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Lovely to be with you guys once again, just to let you know that we are in Uganda, alhamdulillah. Makerere Grounds, that's the name of the place, inshallah. Ba'da Salat al-Jum'ah, after Jum'ah Salah, inshallah, we will be...
So the university is called Makerere, and it is a Freedom Ground?
Yes.
Makerere is the ground. Makerere is the name of
the name of the university.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay. I missed you, first of all. I felt like in Perth, I was like homesick without you, mashallah. Alhamdulillah that Allah gathered us once again, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make every step we take in those journeys in the scale.
How many hours did you have to...
With all the hassles that are associated with travels, about 24 plus hours.
That's not bad.
Alhamdulillah.
Actually, we've been traveling so much. I met Dr. Muhammad Salah in Cairo a few days ago. It was nice.
But we didn't go live. We didn't have any...
They betrayed me. I wasn't there. They betrayed
me. MashaAllah.
It was a surprise visit. Himself and his lovely family, his wife and son. They paid me a wonderful visit. It was so amazing. Around 4 a.m., I got a message that Sheikh will be coming to visit you in a few hours.
Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillah wa shukrullah. It was lovely.
MashaAllah. It's always good to meet again and so on. So you know, when you have had very long journeys and you meet those whom you love and those who love you, it makes it easier. You forget ta'ab al-safar, the hardship of the journey. MashaAllah.
Alhamdulillah.
So, really... It's something we learn every time we go. We learn more and more things about the place, the people, and so on. Just for your information, in Uganda, the capital, where the airport is called Entebbe. And the city is Kampala. So to get from Entebbe to Kampala is approximately 45 kilometers, I think. It's quite a long journey, mashallah.
They under regular circumstances, yes. You cover it in 1 hour.
Yes, probably in an hour, I think. And alhamdulillah, it's a very, very good experience. It's a beautiful place. They call Uganda the Pearl of Africa because of its beauty. As you're landing, you see the lake, Lake Victoria, which is the biggest lake in Africa.
And the greenery. So
and the greenery.
Rain is non-stop. The clouds along with the sun. It's always sunny, mashallah, and heavy rain. Let me shift a little bit to, since three of us, alhamdulillah, we love each other for the sake of Allah, and we can't wait to meet in the next trip. We plan for it, mashallah, since now that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of judgment, there will be certain people who will be envied by the prophets and by the martyrs. Mm-hmm. The companion said, Ya Rasulullah, the prophets and the martyrs will envy some people on the day of judgment because of their nearness to the Almighty Allah. He said, yes, indeed. They said, Sifhum lana, describe them to us. Who are those people? Very special ones. He said, those people who loved one another, nuzza'un min al-qaba'il, they come from various places. MashaAllah, may Allah make us among them. You've come from Zimbabwe. I've come from Cairo, Egypt. And you've come from Perth, Australia.
Slash Cairo, Alexandria. Alexandria,
And, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah. We can't wait to meet over and over and over and do the good things, which alhamdulillah we always do together. We just prayed Fajr. We're preparing for the Friday sermon, and then we're having a big day ahead of us. Beautiful event with the youth, mashallah. So he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they come from different backgrounds. They loved one another for the sake of Allah. So he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed, by Allah, their faces will be covered with nur. And then the Almighty Allah will make them sit down and will set them on pulpits which were created from light, from nur. Where? Ala yamini arsh al-Rahman, to the right side of the throne of the most merciful. May Allah make us among them. Mm-hmm. Such people, because of their nearness to the Almighty Allah on the day of judgment, on the day of horror and fear, will be envied by the prophets and by the messengers and by the shuhada. Envied in a sense that they said, we wish we were in this position. So we have this opportunity right now, brothers and sisters, to love one another for the sake of Allah. And wait a minute, since the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whenever you love somebody for the sake of Allah, you should inform them. And even and Mudassar behind the camera, wallahi, I love you for the sake of Allah. And he also taught us, when somebody tells you that I love you for the sake of Allah, how to reply. He said, you should say, أَحَبَّكَ الَّذِي أَحْبَبْتَنِي فِيهِ. May the one whom you love before his sake love you as well. So also, أَحَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي أَحْبَبْتُمُنَا فِيهِ.
One of the important factors is when you love someone for the sake of Allah, there is no haram that happens in the company of those people. So that is the reason why it is so, or one of the reasons why it is such a powerful gift of Allah, because you end up with such good company that your salah happens, everything else happens, and you remind each other of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no ulterior motive from the friendship, and it keeps you in good companionship. They say if you are in the companionship of those who remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what better company can you have?
Would you like to continue outside? Come.
Allah, 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 Allah.
Sheikh, the ayah of Surah At-Tawbah, chapter number 9. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ يُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَيُطِيعُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أُولَئِكَ
سَيَرْحَمُهُمُ
اللَّهُ اللَّهُ اللَّهُ. Now give us the meaning, please.
The believers, mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. This is an amazing greenery, mashallah. Mashallah, mashallah, tabarak. This is Africa. This is Africa, subhanAllah. Look at how beautiful this is.
We miss that at night.
Do you remember in Indonesia we had a view not too far from this?
Oh, yes. You mean in Bali?
Yes, yes, mashallah.
There is a hadith Qudsi, Dr. Salah also, about loving one another for the sake of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ told us that Allah on the Day of Judgment will actually be looking for those who love each other for His sake. And we say, أَيْنَ الْمُتَحَبُّونَ بِجَلَالِ. And what will be the reward for those people once they are found? Allah will shelter them under His shade on the day in which there will be no shade except His shade. So may Allah make us among them.
Ameen. So that verse, the believing males and females, they are protectors of one another. They enjoin that which is good and forbid that which is bad. They establish their prayer and they give their charity. Those are the ones whom Allah Almighty will have mercy on.
Amen.
So and they follow Allah and His Rasul. يطيعون الله ورسوله أولئك سيرحمهم الله.
So the signs of loving one another, that if I see something wrong with you, I wouldn't shy off to say, hey, why? Wallahi, I not one, two, three. Okay? There is no restriction in this regard. And if I know that there is something beautiful to do, I would give you a buzz, both of you, and I would recommend it to both of you, whether in the da'wah, in respect of dealing with the families, in finance, in whatever. My preference with regards to airlines, I flew this airline and I think it is better. Okay, so we share with each other whatever is beneficial, and we enjoin one another what is good, and we also forbid one another against what is evil. As for the Almighty Allah said, all people are in loss except those who believe in Allah, do good deeds, and enjoin one another to the truth. And then as a result of taking upon yourself the duty of enjoining one another to the truth, you gotta understand that you have to be bear patience, and they enjoin one another to patience. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. May Allah make us among them.
So here we will be speaking mainly to youth, and the topics are connected to the youth and, you know, guiding them towards the balance in between the deen and the dunya. Mm. Because so many people in their lives, they get so engrossed and say, I want to be successful talking about business and wealth. But they don't realize that we need to be reminded about the balance. I mean, you cannot just want for dunya. You need to prepare for the akhirah, no matter how young you are.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا. It is through that wealth and children are the adornment, the zina, the beauty of the life of this world. But the Almighty Allah says, there is even what is better than having all the wealth of the world in addition to many children, which is the remaining good righteous deeds, whether particular words of Al-Qur'an or actually your own good doing with regards to the acts of worship, with regards to the way you earn your living and you make certain it is from lawful sources, and also with regards to the way you spend it, knowing that there is a haqq for the relatives, there is a haqq, the right for the poor in your wealth. It is not that you're doing them a favor. You are giving them their due rights. And the more you give, the more it certifies you as a true servant of Allah.
So even things related to the dunya could be considered as act of ibadah. So even your business, even your relationship with your friends and so on, can turn into
a... Habibi, your sleep.
Yes.
We had dinner together. Then we went to sleep because we were so tired. Al-Hasan al-Basri used to say, indeed, إِنِّي لَأَحْتَسِبُ نَوْمَتِي كَمَا أَحْتَسِبُ قَوْمَتِي. Not only that, we anticipate the reward for the tahajjud and the night prayer, for traveling for 24 hours fi sabilillah to give a talk and to share goodness with the Muslim youth. But also when we crash, when we sleep, when we eat a nice meal, when we have fun like this, mashallah, you anticipate the reward from Allah by doing what pleases the Almighty, so that you will receive a reward, not even for eating and drinking and sleeping, but guess what? For getting intimate with your spouse. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about it, literally, what he said explicitly, وَإِنَّ فِي بُضْعِ أَحَدِكُمْ صَدَقَةً. Al-Bud'a is a polite word that refers to the private part, indicating when a couple who are Muslims get intimate, have an intimate relationship, they will be rewarded. It's an act of charity. The companion's eyes grew wide, like, what?
Will we be rewarded for this?
And this guy, you know, that's his speciality. So you have sex and be rewarded. He said, what if the person were to do it in haram?
Yeah. So to avoid... meaning to protect yourself from haram and to do it in a halal way, regularize it, would actually be an act of worship. Because if you're getting a sin for doing it the wrong way, then you will get a reward for doing it the right way or for abstaining. Mm. So when a person wants to commit haram, the hadith says, if the intention of committing haram comes into your mind and you hold back for the sake of Allah, you are achieving a reward for holding back.
Allah.
And those who are married, if they were provoked by looking at something haram, outside, the Prophet ﷺ commanded us to go
come
and find
home.
Our spouse.
Yes. Come home. Yes,
this hadith that you refer to, which is narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas, is one of the most lovely hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said. Know that if you intend to do a good deed, if you were to do it, the reward begins from 10 times, 10 times more. Up to 700 times, up to unlimited number of times, and I will let you explain why there is a variation in the magnitude of the reward. And if you didn't do it, like, you know, because you were traveling, you skipped Thursday fasting.
Allah.
Or because you were extremely exhausted, you weren't able to get up for tahajjud, even though you set up your alarm. The most generous says, your reward is guaranteed of fasting and of the night prayer. It will not be diminished. And if somebody, if a believer, intended to commit a sin, if he does it, it will be only one sin. Unless if he repents, it will be erased. And if he doesn't do it, out of the fear of Allah, he realizes that this is wrong, I ain't doing it, the Almighty Allah will record it for him as a full good deed.
Allahu Akbar. And you know, even if he does it, the pen is held for a while. If he repents, it's not written.
A while, not a while.
Yes, a while. If he repents, it's not written. And if he doesn't repent, then it's written against him. So that's why if someone commits a sin, it's very highly recommended that immediately they turn to Allah in regret and repentance to say, I shouldn't have done this, and I seek the forgiveness of Allah
and,
subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And the month of Ramadan is almost upon us. Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yani, grant us extension of life until we witness the blessed month of Ramadan. And it could be for some people out there, a training period for them to inshallah ta'ala experience the beauty of Ramadan even after Ramadan.
Look what Allah the Almighty says in the Quran and how much He loves His servants and how much He actually encourages them to repent so that they will be forgiven. Allah the Almighty says, وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَن تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا. Allah loves for you to repent. And guess what? In Surah At-Tawbah, there is a very beautiful verse. It's very alarming because it will show me and everyone, us and everyone, that whenever I repent on committing a sin, it is not because I want it to, no, rather because Allah loves me, so He inspired me to repent. So it says, ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا. So He inspired them to repent. Then He accepted their repentance. So actually, when So when you're inspired to repent, rejoice. You know what? It means that Allah loves you. Because He wouldn't inspire any sinner to repent. Only those whom He loves and He chooses for Himself, He says, come, repent unto me. So if you're inspired, take advantage of that and repent. You know, Sheikh, what you said a couple minutes ago, that when you commit a sin, it will not be recorded right away.
Yes.
The way the Prophet ﷺ described it is so lovely. He says, when you do a good deed, it will be written instantly. In a blink of a second, the angel of the good deeds will write it down. And then when a person commits a sin, the angel who's in charge of recording the bad deeds is about to write it down, but he has a boss. His boss is the angel of the good deeds. He says, wait a minute, what are you going to do? He says, I'm going to record the sin and write it down against him. He says, no. Give him some time, he might repent. So after a while, the angel who records the bad deeds doesn't forget. So he's about to do it again. But his boss will say, wait another, give him some time. Give him some time. So for such a long time, and some people think that when Allah says, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ, they point, as I just pointed, رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. As we were young, our parents and some people used to tell us, this is Raqib, who's in charge of recording the good deeds, and this is Atid. And this is a wrong understanding.
Yes.
Raqib and Atid is a description of both angels. So the angel here is Raqib and Atid. And the angel here is Raqib and Atid. Raqib watching Atid, anxiously waiting to record the writing. Yani, they do not forget, they do not neglect, they are not absent-minded, they are anxiously waiting to record everything. So let's make certain, inshallah, that this angel
will be held back.
is taking a break, a long vacation,
I mean,
inshallah.
The idea is to repent immediately, to repent immediately. Firstly, we don't plan and execute sins because Allah Almighty, obviously we fear Him and we are concerned about our hereafter. But if we fall into sin because we are human being, immediately we should turn to Allah and say, oh Allah, forgive us. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh Allah, we have wronged ourselves, and if you don't forgive us, وَإِلَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا, and if you don't have mercy on us, لَنَكُنَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, we will be from among the losers. Alhamdulillah.
And who can hear Allah, all those beautiful narrations about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting the repentance of His servants when they turn back to Him and become depressed and sad and anxious?
Subhanallah. And let me conclude by saying this. What my beloved Mufti Ming just said, that the whole idea is to swiftly repent, doesn't at all mean that if the sin was committed 20 years ago, you say, well, it's over. I cannot do anything about it. No. Guess what? If you make wudu and you pray two rak'ahs with the intention of seeking forgiveness for a sin which was committed 15, 20 years ago, it will be also erased and included in the forgiveness. What matters, brothers and sisters, is وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, as the Almighty stated in Surah Ali Imran, and they do not insist nor persist in committing the sins
while they know it's wrong.
They don't continue committing the same sin, basically. But alhamdulillah, my brothers and sisters, a beautiful unplugged session. Inshallah, we're looking forward to recording another one perhaps later today or tomorrow, preparation for Ramadan. But we don't finish our unplugged session without mentioning our brothers and sisters who are struggling and suffering in Gaza and in Palestine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them, and may Allah Almighty grant them goodness. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Allahumma ansur al-Islam wa izz al-Muslimin wa akhdul al-shirka wal-mushrikeen. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين.
آمين.
اللهم أيدهم بنصرك المبين.
آمين.
اللهم هيئ لهم من أمرهم رشدا واجعلهم من عبيدك السعداء. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف.
آمين.
اللهم اشدد وطأتك على عدوهم.
آمين.
اللهم أيدهم بنصرك المبين يا قوي يا متين.
آمين.
اللهم بلغنا رمضان.
آمين.
ووفقنا فيه للصيام والقيام. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم هيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا واجعلنا من عبيدك السعداء. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وسلام على المرسلين, وصلى الله على سيد الأولين والآخرين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين, والحمد لله رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خير.
Can I give hug for the sake of Allah as well?
I'll be back.